The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. We are happy that you've been able to follow us this week if you have from day to day as we've been pointing out some great truth from God's Word. I invite you to follow us today as we turn to Romans chapter 12 and begin reading with verse 17. We've been talking about divine prerogatives. Romans 12:17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Divine prerogatives, areas that belong to God and not to man. And I think we have one here. Like he says in verse 19, Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. Now notice the prerogative. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So this matter of vengeance or getting even is not ours to do. It's God's domain and dominion, and we need to leave it there. In verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil. We shouldn't try to get back at others. Someone has said if we want to get even and someone has done us an injustice, we must get down on their plane if we're going to be even with them, and consequently, we'll be just about as bad as they are in getting even. So vengeance belongs to God and not to us. May we remember that. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 30, listen to these words. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again, the Lord shall judge his people. So vengeance belongs to God, he tells us here. May we remember that great truth. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, we have an example. We have an example of Jesus in his humanity as he became the Son of Man and as he experienced life and death from the human viewpoint. In 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, listen to these words, a good lesson for us. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. All right, God says, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And so Jesus committed his situation into the hands of the Father, and he says he has left us an example that we should follow in his steps. Oh, may we do that when we have bad things happen to us and we desire to get even or vengeance. It belongs to God, not to us. And I point you now to a scripture in the book of Ephesians, please, if you follow me there. Ephesians 6, verse 9. He says this, They had the masters, they had the servants, they had the working class of people and those that were over them. And verse 9 says, And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Paul says, forbearing threatening. Oh, have you ever heard anyone say, I'm going to get even with you, and they threaten? Well, he says to forbear threatening. Remember again, like he says, quoting from actually the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. There are certain divine prerogatives that are off limits to us as human beings. Even as Moses stood on the holy ground, we must take the shoes from off our feet on this holy ground and say this is God's. Divine prerogatives. Thank you for listening this week.